Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Happy Easter weekend to you. The Grilling Guys are going to talk a little ham today. There's going to be some hogs running around with no back legs once we get done with this deal. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. We're glad you're listening to us, and what's happening over there, Barbecue Bob?
Hey, thanks a lot, Jop, and welcome to the show. It is the weekend. It's the biggest weekend, literally, in the history of mankind. Easter, big day for Christians, big weekend. So we're going to celebrate appropriately and maybe give you some ideas for some great food. And
yeah, if you're listening to this on Saturday, you still got time to maybe hit thegrillingguys.com, pull down a recipe, and surprise your family with something tomorrow.
That's right. There are affiliates that listen on Sunday, and we're sure you had a good day. You can pack this away for next year's ammo. So how'd your week go, dude?
Well, Barbecue Bob, I broke a cardinal sin, but it worked just fine. We had a little bit of a storm blow through my area. There was actually a tornado just a little bit south of where you and I both live.
I saw that.
And I happened to be that particular night. It was weird because this weather just blew in out of nowhere. I mean, they knew it was coming, but I got home and I decided I'd bought one of those big packs of chicken, right? They're 89 cents for chicken thighs. And I bought them on Saturday, and this was like Tuesday night, right? So I figured, well, I need to cook these things. So I fire up the green egg. And I get a nice 325-degree cook going. I got them on there. My green egg's on a cart, as you know, and I have it out in the driveway. Well, this storm blew in. It got dark. It started lightning, and I'm like, I'm not really too comfortable. I mean, it was regular lightning, just bolts like crazy. I'm not really too comfortable.
Let me guess.
Yeah, you're right.
Yep. You rolled it in the garage.
I rolled it into the garage. I finished the last 30
It's a rental property. Who cares?
Yeah, right, yeah. But,
do you have renter's insurance? Yeah. It's all that matters.
Right.
Do your guy
but,
favor.
But anyway, so I finished it off in there. And honestly, I just closed the garage door. I left about 2 foot of it open. But it was raining sideways, you know, one of those. So I got in and it got a little smoky in there before I got done. But no harm, no foul. Everything came out okay.
I didn't see any pictures of fire trucks on your Facebook page. Right. So that's good. I heard you had a bad storm. I was on the other side of the lake.
Right.
I was over in Milwaukee and Chicago, and I saw I was in my hotel every night, you know. So in Milwaukee, I stayed in this really cool, the Continental downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, it was so awesome. We're like a half mile from Harley-Davidson headquarters, and so the guy I'm traveling with is a Canadian from our company from Arctic, and he's like a Harley freak.
Okay.
I can't tell the story on the air because he swore me to secrecy, but long and the short of it is this guy is obsessed with Harley. So when I told him we were close to their headquarters and I was taking him over there, I had to put a blotter under his seat. He was so excited. And it was literally, I mean, the dude's like my age. He's in his late 50s. And it was like having a 12-year-old because he was just like bouncing around.
Never been
in
there.
The car and... You know, I was like licking the window on the way up. It's like, let me out.
Yeah.
And he bought everything he could get his hands on. I had to take his picture in front of every stupid thing. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
But what a cool thing to see a Canadian that much into Harley. And, of course, they're so much like us anyway. They would be. But
well, it's an iconic American brand.
It is.
And it is. And if he gets to go where they're made,
oh.
and I'm sure he goes back and tells his buddies.
And I've never been to that headquarters.
Right. Yep. I'm not either.
It's a beautiful facility.
Just across
it's
the
gigantic.
Pond from us.
Gigantic.
Yeah.
It's downtown Milwaukee. It's got to be a 100-year-old brick building. And it's actually, too, connected by a giant bridge. Huge facility.
Huge.
Yeah. And so that was fun. Then we went down to Chicago.
Did you buy a bike or did he buy a bike? Oh, or is that the part you can't talk about?
I wish I would have. I wish I would have, but yeah. I wouldn't admit to it on the air if I did.
Right, Maureen.
Then we went down to Chicago, and we stayed in a place called Chicago Lake. Or no, Indian Lakes.
Okay.
And it's a western suburb of Chicago, and there's a Hilton there that,
imagine that.
My girl booked us a room in, and it was like one of the coolest design buildings. I took pictures of it, and I'll put them on our Facebook page. It was designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, who's from Chicago,
right,
and died in Chicago. Actually,
designed
tragic
a lot
story.
Of places all over the world.
Tragic yeah. story to this guy is the way his life ended up. But he's a brilliant architect, and he left a mark on architecture in North America and the world.
Right.
But this building, every room, Jop, every floor was terraced off, so it stepped back, and you had your own patio.
Okay.
And every room was octagon.
Oh, wow.
Oh, crazy. And there was, the service man had to come in because my safe wouldn't open. The batteries failed in it.
I see.
So I had to get the service guy up there, and I said, the carpenters must have had a fit when they had to build this place. He says, yeah, we're having a fit trying to repair it.
Because oh, yeah.
everything's like a 30-degree or whatever that works
right.
out to.
Right.
17 and a half, I don't know. Yeah, and carpenter's nightmare. But
yeah.
But it turns out so cool. And then in the middle of it, I'll pause my story. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. So it is the weekend. Check us out on Facebook / the Grilling Guys. Hit up our website. It's the Grilling Guys. You can follow me on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy. See the common thread there?
Right. Got it.
So in the middle of they have this big atrium, and it's got a big domed roof. And then there's ponds and all. Gorgeous inside. Just
hot tub business must be good.
You just want to sit out there and do your work. We did. We did some of our work out there. And then in the middle of it, there's these giant boulders stacked up. Looks like lava rock. And then there's a hole, an entry, and stairs down into it, and a sign on it that says the cave. There's a man cave in the middle of it.
Really?
A bar, a little bitty pub. In the middle of this big center area that opens up at 4 every afternoon, and it's got slot machines and all kinds of stuff in it. It was just a cool place to stay. It's in Indian Lakes. It's the Hilton in Indian Lakes. If you're ever in Chicago,
so were you literally, because of the gambling, were you literally on an Indian reservation?
No,
then,
in Chicago, they have this casino, this slot machine law. You can, like, anybody can get slot machines.
Oh, okay. Unaware of that.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
So,
well, did you eat any good food while you were down there?
Oh, so much. It was ridiculous. I probably gained weight on this trip just because the guy I was with was going nuts.
Yeah. Right. Well, it was one of his first trips to the area, obviously.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know. It's kind of like Home Alone or something. It was like having a little kid with you. Anyway, fun time in Milwaukee. Milwaukee was awesome. If you ever get a chance to visit the Harley-Davidson headquarters, take the tour. Go to their museum because Mr. Harley is generally at the museum.
Yeah, right.
One of the former founder, I don't know what his name is. Everybody knows. If you have a Harley, you know who he is.
Right.
I don't have a Harley.
So you don't know who he is, even
Not
though
yet.
You've been there.
Not yet.
Can't remember. Well, hey, coming up next, we are going to dive into Easter a little bit. We're going to talk about doing a ham on your grill or on your smoker, or actually the perfect ham, which is done right every time. And this has been a recipe that's been on the Grilling Guys website for a while.
And we're going to give a little shout out and chat real briefly with the boys down at Dark Horse because they have our favorite barbecue event coming up.
Yeah, they do, and that's a lot of fun. It's a long day, if I remember right, but sometimes you forget near the end of what's going on down there when you partake with a little Dark Horse ales that they have. But you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Perfect ham coming up next. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it?
Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got six packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FennValley.com.
Imagine you and your buddies in your backyard drinking a cold one and relaxing in your new outdoor bar or kitchen. Does that sound like a good time? Yeah, baby. Then you wake up and realize you're sitting on an old deck in the glaring sun, drying out your brat on a worn-out grill. This is Jop from the Grillin' Guys, and if that's what you're cooking on in your backyard, you should call the guys at Home Life Outdoor Living. They'll help you design and build an outdoor kitchen and entertainment space that will make your backyard the talk of the neighborhood. Create some grill envy in your backyard. Call Home Life Outdoor Living at 616-682-0100.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Nice bumper music there, Bri. Liking a little bit of rock and roll to get our Easter weekend going. If you're just tuning in, get your feet on the floor, get out of bed.
Oh, and, you scared me there.
And get out in your backyard and create a little grill envy this weekend. It's supposed to be a beautiful weekend. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
What's cooking right now is a little Dark Horse Reserve Special Black Ale that I picked up at Siciliano's Market in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And no matter where you live, you got to find that beer purveyor that has the wonderful selection of microbrews. When I go out to the East Coast, there's a store in New Jersey that's kind of close to Philly that is it's probably one of the best beer stores in the country. Well, Siciliano's is the same way.
Right.
And I found one in Milwaukee that was the same way. What a delight. But so to get all these great beers, you know, you've got to have a brewery. And we have a brewery in Michigan called Dark Horse. And Jop and I go to an event they have every year, and it's coming up quick. So, Jop, I thought we might reach out to one of those fellas down there and get the skinny on what's going on at Dark Horse.
That's great. So now live on the live line, sorry. Already had my first Dark Horse, you can tell, is Alan Hilliker. Alan from Dark Horse. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
Hey, we're good. Thanks for making time for us. So for the listeners that don't know, tell us a little bit about Dark Horse.
Dark Horse is a family-owned and operated brewery here in southern Michigan, in Marshall, Michigan. And, man, we are really starting to really try and broaden our horizons here with our selections and try and be rounded like what you were speaking of earlier. Just try and have something, you know, that appeals to just about everybody now.
Well, Alan Hilliker is the operations director for the tap operations down there, and he's putting on an event next weekend that Jop and I have gone to several years in a row that is a crazy fun barbecue. But I can tell you, Alan, that when we started this show about 6-7 years ago, we did our first Winter Beer Fest, and one thing we noticed is that at the Winter Beer Festival, the line in front of Dark Horse was the longest, with all the great breweries in the Midwest, the line in front of Dark Horse was the longest at the entire event. You remember that job?
I do. I remember it distinctly.
We're like, what's going on with that place?
Yeah, we got to get to know these guys. Exactly.
It's pretty normal for us, actually. It's pretty awesome because, I think that the public really knows that, we know how to throw a party. And when we go to Brewfest, that's, we try and bring that there, too.
Well, I'm going to open up a double Crooked Tree right now. I've never had one of these. So
that's what I'm drinking right now, too.
Is that right?
Fancy that, would you? So, Alan, tell us, you guys got a real strong following, and it's because of the unique beers that you make. You're not just doing the standard IPA with the common hops that everybody does. You guys are taking it to the next level, and it's almost I don't want to say cult following because that has a negative connotation. It's not that at all. It's just a strong
following. It is a cult following.
Yeah, but it's strong following. And so if we're going to drink a little of this and you're drinking it, tell us about this beer we just opened.
The Double Crooked Tree, that's actually a true double version of our Crooked Tree IPA. So it's double everything but water. And it's really, instead of having the big pronounced hop bitterness and stuff, it turns into more of a malty sweetness.
Oh, is that beautiful? Wow.
And it's like tangerine and orange flavors in there.
So for people that say they don't like IPAs, they'd have to taste this beer because it does not make you pucker at all.
Not even close. No, that's one of the things where it registers high on the IBUs, but it doesn't really necessarily reflect that in flavor.
And that's the maltiness.
Yeah.
Well, and it's also a 12% ABV.
Uh-oh.
So
yeah,
this is not your session beer. This is sit down and have one of these and just enjoy the flavor.
I disagree. I think it's going to be a fantastic session.
Yeah, right.
Well, they have a head brewer, Mr. Brian Wiggs, I recall.
Oh, yeah.
Who seems to really know his stuff. And that could be part of the reason you guys are so successful.
Well, we're talking about different beers. We're releasing a beer especially on the smoke-off day. So next Saturday, the 22nd, we're releasing Smeech. It's a new beer. It's a smoked wheat ale with smoked peaches. About 8% alcohol. I'm really super excited to see that. It's a brewery release, so definitely going to want to come down and get some of that.
Well, you're being heard in several parts of the country, actually all around the world, with all the streaming we have going on. Tell people where Marshall, Michigan is.
We're about an hour straight south of Lansing on 69, or about 30 minutes north of the Indiana border, right on 94 in between Chicago and Detroit.
Yeah, so if you're on Interstate 94, you're halfway between Detroit and Chicago. It's a no-brainer. There's lots of big hotels in that town. It's a really cool town. They've got some. It's very historic, but this brewery will fool you because when you first pull up, you don't really see the depth of it. But the depth of the line of products that they make is incredible. So you have this big barbecue event next weekend, and it is one of the funnest things I can ever advise anybody to go to. Tell us what to do if we want to go.
Show up on the 22nd with either $10 or 10 canned goods, because this is actually – so this is a big barbecue competition, but all the benefits all of the proceeds benefit Marshall Area Community Services. It's a local food bank. So last year we ended up donating about $20,000 from this event.
Wow.
You know, that's the cool thing, Alan, is that you guys are running a business there, but you're always so cognizant of what's going on in the community and trying to be a good citizen. So now I'm going to say this barbecue is sold out, correct?
As far as competitors go. The competitors are sold out, yes.
Okay. You got room for one more team, maybe? Yeah. Now I'm putting you on the spot that if the grilling guys rolled in, could you wedge us in there? I don't necessarily want to compete, but I might too. You never know.
No.
We closed the registration about a week ago.
Yeah. Don't let him pander to you on the air. That's total Bravo Sierra.
Get all the food and everything ordered and get us time to prep, because we are probably looking at, I'm sure we'll get somewhere around 800 or 1,000 people come through that day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We just want to show up and have fun with all your people there. That's the better part. I don't feel like working next weekend, Jop.
All right.
I'm looking forward to it.
You're going to have to come and flag me down, and we'll have a beer then, too.
That sounds good.
That sounds
good.
Plan.
We have lots of old friends that'll show up to that. And I need to pay back some cigars. I know that.
Yeah, good day for that. Because this is an outdoor festival, right?
It is.
Yeah.
We'll have the tap room open, but as you can imagine, it'll be pretty busy.
Sure.
But we have a huge garden, and we fence off the parking lot and really blow it out.
Yeah, I'll never forget this. One of the first times that we were down there, there was a guy that brought in an appliance box. It was like the box from his new dishwasher or something that he just got. And he made a grill, a two-tier grill, and he took second place in the whole deal.
He lined it with aluminum foil.
Right, yeah. I was like, okay, there's a grilling guy right there, man. So you see all things. Yeah.
You'll see all sorts of contraptions, all sorts of different things people are grilling out with. That's the thing. I mean, it's a competition, but all in all, everybody is coming down here to support the community and actually support us through our community, which is cool.
And they're coming down because you have a really good beer. Let's face it.
I mean, we serve them good beer, and then we help out Marshall, and people come and have a good time, get rid of the winter blues a little bit.
Well, what I recall is you have the absolutely coolest mugs in the beer industry nationwide, and you know it's again. I'm not pandering. I'm just saying.
Shout out to Rad.
For a place like Marshall, Michigan,
yeah.
That's not a lot of people don't know where Marshall is, Michigan. And for a place like that, I mean, you actually had your own TV show on like the History Channel or something, the Food Network. And I mean,
We're in history for a season.
Yeah. I mean, it's a crazy place. And when you go there, you'll understand why around the country, so many people understand what Dark Horse is. But Alan Hilliker, Operations Director, Dark Horse Brewery, next weekend, we are going to do our very best to get down there and spend a couple hours with you guys and walk around and have some fun and drink that great beer.
Come and hang out. I'll be doing all sorts of things. Definitely flag me down and we'll have a couple of beers or something here.
Sounds
okay.
Good, Alan.
You give our best to Mr. Wiggs as well.
Will do.
Okay. Thanks so much. Okay, that's Dark Horse Brewing, Marshall, Michigan. This big barbecue event. It's a fundraiser. They do it every year. I'm so excited at the thought that we might actually go down there. We've missed it a couple of years, so
right. It is a lot of fun.
It's time.
And if you're somewhere in Michigan and you're listening to this, it's a great little road trip down there. They got plenty of room for everybody. It's a good time. But coming up next, Barbecue Bob, we're going to have to try to get to that perfect ham because it is Easter, and we've got some potato hash and a couple other things. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
This is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer, bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
If your window sticks, slips, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
With the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, this is the Easter weekend version of the Grilling Guys, and we've yet to talk about Easter. We got a little sidetracked, as we often do, talking to a brewer, those guys down at Dark Horse Brewery.
Last Gooey Wabbits.
Right. And next weekend, you should come down and join Barbecue Bob and I and darken the door of the Dark Horse Brewery, because it's a cool place
that's
to be.
A tongue twister.
Yeah. I pulled it off, though,
you
even
did.
After having two beers.
I know it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what you need.
Right. Right.
A couple beers and you can speak.
In 7 years, you've been sitting across from me, right? You know that's what I need.
Well,
right?
I know you have a hard time saying Grilling Guys Talk Network.
Right, yeah.
So maybe two beers and you can say network.
All right. Talk to us about the perfect hand, damn it.
Okay, thanks for swearing on our Easter show.
Yeah.
The perfect ham every time. This, by the way, is a Rob Russell recipe. This is one he and I used to teach years ago when we traveled the country doing barbecue classes, and we wanted to we'd do a class that we'd call fancy grilling or fancy barbecue or something like that. And this was one of those things that was just kind of easy to do for a lot of people, but really fun to teach, because your average person may not tackle a brisket. But about anybody will tackle a ham, right?
Sure.
And you get a ham. Sometimes you get a ham from, you know, the supermarket, which are, you know, factory hams, and they're kind of junky. So this is a way to get it straightened up. So the night before you plan to smoke it or bake it, you mix pepper, paprika, sugar, salt, all these recipes, and it's on the website. And you massage the entire ham with grapeseed oil, Rob's favorite. I use EVO. Then cover the entire surface of the ham with this mixture. Wrap it in plastic and store it in the refrigerator for 8 to 12 hours. Before you begin to cook the ham, unwrap it. Very important to pull the plastic off. And let it rest on the counter for no more than 1 hour. You put it in your smoker or oven or grill and bake at 210 degrees for 6 hours. Here's the key, 200 to 225 degrees is the only temperature you want. If you run up a high temp like 300 or above with a ham, because of all the brining and everything, you got less salt in there, you're going to drive the water out of it.
Right.
So we want to gently awaken that meat, right? Sound familiar? So if the ham's bigger, just adjust your time to like an hour per pound.
So this is a cured cooked ham.
Yes.
Already.
Yep.
That you, and is it spiral cut or it doesn't necessarily need to be?
No, it's not. Not
okay.
A spiral cut.
Right.
A,
so this is a
whole
ham.
What I would call a processed ham.
Bone in or not?
Bone in's the best always.
Exactly. So where I'm going with that is we're really warming it up, but we're putting a little glaze on the outside of it.
We're
letting it soak in with that cellophane on there for 8 or 10 hours in the fridge the night before.
We're putting a dry rub on the outside, and then we're going to glaze it. So once you uncover it and get it ready to go in, what I like to do is score it in a diamond pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to mix together some honey and pineapple juice and dry mustard and cloves. And I'm going to brush that a couple of times during the cooking to rehydrate that and to add some sweetness to the bark. And it's going to be beautiful.
Right.
It's going to be
beautiful. And that little diamond pattern, as that thing warms up, that'll open up a little
bit.
And it'll let some of that that glazing on top get down
you
into the meat.
Correct, sir.
Yeah. Ooh, man, my mouth's watering just thinking about
it. It's so good.
Yeah.
And you take an average crappy ham, right, because there's lots of really average ham. You take that and do this with it and do this process, and you'll turn that average $1.29 a pound ham into something worth putting on your Easter table.
And this is on the Grillin' Guys website, thegrillinguys.com, under the perfect ham. So if you want to try this out, you still got time if you're listening to us on Saturday morning to pull this together. It's a really, it's not that difficult of a recipe. There's just a process that you have to go through. And then you're warming this thing up. If you had to, you could do it in an oven. We're kind of prefer to do it on a smoker, and because you'll get a little bit of smoke that goes on.
Yeah, and
well,
I wouldn't even add smoke to it. I would just do charcoal. If you have a good charcoal, you'll be in good shape. You won't make it too unreasonable for people who aren't big on smoke. Plus, what you got to be careful of is these products that are already cured and cooked, they're not going to really receive much smoke. So they want some heat with a light hint of it. If you start piling smoke on it right now, what you're going to do is you're going to give everybody indigestion.
Yeah.
They're going to be burping after dinner, and that's kind of fun, but the heartburn doesn't help. So
exactly.
So let's talk about a little Southern Easter. Down south, they do something called Lexington-style chicken. And Lexington-style chicken is it's basically, they used to call it Kentucky Fried Chicken, and then Colonel Saunders messed all that up, so they had to change it to Lexington style. And you can grill it or deep fry it, but it's basically a mixture of vinegar, turbinado sugar, Old World Olive Company's EVO, some crushed red pepper. There's a fair amount of that in there, and some sea salt and black pepper. You make up, and I'm going to put this on the website. You make up this, I'm going to call it a marinade. And you stir it all together, and you put it in the fridge for a day, and you just let it kind of congeal.
That's
right?
The vinegar, sugar, oil, pepper, salt. Yeah.
Right. And you put it on the chicken in Ziploc bags for, I would go 12 hours minimum. And then you pull it out, and you throw it on the grill. And I would grill this versus smoke it, but I would grill it at a low temp because you're going to cut up a couple of whole chickens. And
at the end,
you can do, you know, if you want, if you prefer, let's say you're one of those guys that says, well, I like the skinless, boneless thighs, do it with those because they're pretty forgiving and they're wonderful to grill. You really can't mess them up.
So if you did whole chickens, you're still going to cut it.
You're going to have
cut it up in pieces and you're going to grill it. You're not doing like a beer butt chicken.
You could quarter it.
Right. But it's not a beer butt chicken that you're going to do this with. It's going to be chicken pieces.
Yeah, because you really want cut up pieces so that marinade penetrates better. And a whole chicken, chicken doesn't really marinate very well.
Exactly.
You know, it doesn't penetrate. So if you cut it up, you have a better chance of getting that done.
So when do you know when it's done?
Oh, I'll pull out your thermopen.
Exactly. And that's a digital thermometer, a brand of them, but the most important.
Get at least
barbecue tool is that digital thermometer, and you're going to get it to 165, maybe
minimum.
To up to 180.
If you're doing red meats, I like to bring them up to 180.
Right. Yep. Red meats. What do you mean by that?
If you're doing the thighs,
right,
and let's say legs especially, get them up to 180, and back meat because there's so much fat and connective tissue. If you don't bring them up to around 180, you're not going to get all that connective tissue to erode. And it won't be as tender. You're going to be pulling away at stringy meat. So there's plenty of fat in that red meat on a chicken.
Right.
Go ahead and push the limits and, you know, burn it. I mean, get it right up there.
Some of you might know that as dark meat. Barbecue Bob uses the term red meat, but it's the difference that it's that darker meat that's on a chicken in the thighs and in the legs that you want to get that a little bit higher temperature than the white
meat.
Right.
So I say red only because when it's raw, and you're cutting it up, you're going to see some is very light colored and some is red.
Right.
And so anything that you see the red on, run it up to a higher temp. Leave it on a little longer. And that's going to be your thighs and your drumsticks and wings. Not so much the wings, but that's a personal preference, you know, however you like to do your wings. Some people leave them intact. Some people.
So we're either going to do a ham or we're going to do a chicken. We need some side dishes.
I would do them both. The potato hash is awesome.
Tell me what you're thinking. That's another
Southern recipe. It's really simple. It's just cubed potatoes, peppers, onions, and you're just going to saute them all together and maybe a bell pepper.
Is that a raw potato or have you boiled it?
No, it's raw potato. Yeah, if you want to parboil them a little bit, cube them up. But the Southern people love the potato hash. There's another dish that they call green bean potato salad, with a lemon soy vinaigrette. And otherwise, down south, they call it Wade's potato salad. And it's green beans and potatoes. It's got a vinaigrette base to it. So if you're outside in the warm weather, you don't have to worry about like a mayo-based. Fantastic. It's full of green beans. It's got red potatoes, bell peppers, just lots of stuff that mixes together for a very unique salad.
And all these recipes can be found on thegrillingguys.com. Look under side dishes for those two. But
actually, the green bean potato salad will not be posted. I ripped that off from myrecipes.com. You got to go to them to get it.
Okay, very good. There we are. The honesty of Barbecue Bob during the Easter break. But anyway, coming up next, Big Pauly, a little East Coast Easter. Stick with us. We'll be back.
It's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to oldworldolivepress.com.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
I like my backyard. I like being outside all year long. I work hard, I exercise, and live life to the max. Nothing's better than slipping out in my Arctic spa and relaxing with my family. The Spa Boy Advanced Water Care System keeps my water crystal clear, and I control everything from my smartphone, iPad, or laptop. Check out arcticspas.com and find the perfect hot tub for your home. I'm Barbecue Bob.
Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Grilling Guys. We're going to jump right into Easter with a little, might as well jump. But I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. It is the Easter edition. What's cooking, baby?
You're making me choke. Yeah. My favorite Easter song, David Lee Roth. Thank you very much. It is The Grilling Guys. Don't forget to check out our website. It's thegrillingguys.com. And check us out on Facebook / The Grilling Guys. I'm on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy. So don't forget our website has the ability for you to download podcasts. And it's kind of cool to put us on your phone and take us with you in case you miss our wonderful voices and you long for us.
Both of
you. So you can. There's three now.
Right, yeah.
Now, it's a very popular show to podcast and more people around the world. If you look at the Google stats, Jop, the analytics, it's people podcast the show from like, thinking like 30 some countries
right. Thank
now.
You.
So
thank you all.
Yeah, Azerbaijan is now on there. So all thank right. you, Azer.
Yeah. Well, so, let's go to New Jersey, right? Because
yeah.
we're actually on live out there, right?
Yes, that's right.
So, anyway, we got a buddy, right?
That's right. Our Goomba, Big Pauly. Paul Rotella, president of New Jersey Broadcast Association, and now just a stand-up guy.
Hey, Bobby, it's so great to be with you and to all my friends, especially those listening on WOND 1400 in Atlantic City, one of our greatest New Jersey radio stations. How are you today? Happy Easter, everybody.
I'm good. Thank you. And Jop is thrilled to death that you're going to be on the show because he wants a story.
Uh-huh.
So it's Easter.
Well, it's Easter. You know my favorite thing to make during Easter is, don't you?
I'm thinking I'm going to hear about some Hass and Pfeffa.
Rabbit. You got to eat a rabbit, let me tell you. Especially with the grill, man. You put a little bit of that orange and apricot sauce, that Saucy Susie glaze on, and you cook that rabbit and you broil it nice in the roaster there. Let me tell you something. It's delicious. I got to tell you a funny story, though.
But, you know, Jop's never grilled a rabbit because
you
every
never
rabbit.
Grilled a rabbit at Easter time? You got to
Every rabbit he's ever had has died.
Yeah.
No, you wait till the rabbit lays all the eggs, then you go get the rabbit, you eat it, you have eggs, you have rabbit. It's great. It's a whole meal.
Rabbit beautiful. Eggs.
And no, that's how we do in Italy. You eat the Easter bunny when he comes by you. You catch it in a trap and you put him on a grill.
All right. So what's the story?
Okay, this is a true story. My great-grandmother, right, God rest her soul, when I was a kid, I had pet rabbits. My father built a hutch, an amazing hutch. It was like Fort Knox, right? And the rabbits were in the hutch. And then my rabbits, you know, my grandmother would always yell at my father in Italian and say, what are you, stupid? This is food. This isn't a pet. These are foods. Because, you know, in Italy, rabbits were what you ate, you know? And so my great-grandmother would eye these rabbits and couldn't understand what the heck we were doing. We keep them as pets, right? And I was a little kid. One day, I go and to feed the rabbits in the hutch, and they're gone. I'm like, where the heck are the rabbits, right? There's no way they could have got out of the hutch. Like I said, this thing was built like a fortress. And my father said the rabbits must have escaped. I said, but how could they get out, Dad? You know, these rabbits, how could they get out? I was so sad. The next day, my great-grandmother made rabbit stew.
Right.
She found them.
Rabbits. Yeah. So ever since then, I never looked at the Easter Bunny the same way. But, you know, you grow up quick, and that's when we lived in Paterson, New Jersey. God rest my great-grandmother's soul, though. She knew how to make a nice rabbit, I'll tell you that much.
Did she pass that down to you?
Well, you know what? No, because we never ate rabbit unless she made it. And when she passed away, everything went with it. We never ate rabbit again until I started grilling them on the grill. We would catch them, and, you know, we have something called the Beast Feast where I live. And everybody would bring whatever they caught, all the game and stuff, and we'd have pheasants and rabbits and whatever we caught, you know, deer, venison, and we'd make it. So when we had these rabbits, I never realized there were so many different ways to make it. You know, I've seen people saute it kind of like a coq au vin, like you see with pheasants, but use rabbit instead with onions and sherry and, you know, beautiful spices, marjoram and stuff like that. That's on the sauteer. I like it. I really do love it grilled. You put it on that charcoal broiler you guys got, and you put, like I said, the Saucy Susie orange marmalade on that and let it get crisp. I mean, it's delicious. And people don't realize it's really a big delicacy. And there are some restaurants, like in New York and Philadelphia, I've seen, that actually are starting to put rabbit back on the menu.
So that's a darker meat with a lot of fat and connective tissue. What? You want to bring that up to a little more of a well-done temperature, don't you?
Well, yeah, but that's why you put, I think, that's why you crisp it with that Saucy Susie on it. You make it almost like, you know, almost like I was talking about the chicken wings last time, where you finish them on the grill. I think what you do with the Saucy Susie almost caramelizes it. I think that helps cook it and tenderizes it a little better for you.
So, Paulie, I have cooked rabbit on the grill, and I had an issue with the physical presence of it on there. Because I cooked it whole.
Well, you got to kill the rabbit first.
Well, I get that. Yeah, the fur makes a little stink, right?
It's very difficult. Unless you can shut the top quick, then, you know, it takes a little longer. But otherwise.
Yeah, they're banging their head on the top. Okay, we're gonna have some callers and people writing in if I keep on this story.
No, we're only kidding, guys.
Right, we're kidding.
Yeah, we already got in trouble for cats.
Right.
Oh, gee.
But my point is this, is that are you quartering the rabbit up or are you putting it on there whole?
No, quarter or have it.
Exactly.
Quarter
because it kind of looks wrong when it's whole right on the grill, and I'll just leave it at that. If you can picture that in your mind, it's about the size of a doll.
Well, when you leave the sad face on it, it's even worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. You know, so you guys are brutal. You know, you made me feel bad. Now, you know, I have no mercy for you guys. I have none. But you know what's nice, too? If you cut it up in quarters and you take it and braise it. Have you ever had braised rabbit?
Yes, I believe I have.
Right. My cousin makes it all the time. He's got a birthday party. He's another Italian guy, so
yeah.
we'll be eating rabbit here in a couple weeks in his backyard. So
you know, it's amazing how the Italians have made so many of these things that people, you know, remember, we were poor. So you had Gallimard, that was the bait. You had the rabbit. You catch them and, you know, go outside with a little 22, you catch a rabbit. You know, pasta, spaghetti, pizza. These were all peasant dishes. And now I love when I go in a restaurant and see them for $85, $65. You know, braised rabbit, $65 in Vegas.
Where do you think ribs came from?
Right.
Yeah, right.
Where do you think brisket came from?
That's right.
So you caught your rabbits with Kalama?
No, I never did that. But that's the cost.
He said it was a 22.
It was a 22. It was easy, you know? I mean, that or a BB gun, you know? When I was a kid, you could shoot them with a little pellet gun, a 177s.
Yeah,
Crossman. Right. I mean, you know, and I hate to say it, they're all now the
four pumps and a dump.
My wife names them all. I can't shoot them anymore. We got these hares outside of my house. I can't shoot them because she names them. She feeds them. What am I going to do?
Well, that's kind of, look, that goes like three generations back, right? You just said the granny was naming them, and you guys couldn't eat them, so I get it. I get it.
Yeah. I've got a family of Baird owls that take care of any rabbits around my house, so I don't get much of a chance. We had pet rabbits for a while, and they were pretty big, let me tell you. They were like,
you know, it's funny. Where I live, I have a family of fox, red fox, that live right, literally, I can see them, not even 100 feet away. They live under a shed. So we've got fox, we've got bear, porcupine, I got bald eagles, I got rabbit, deer, bear, wild turkey. It's like a farm where I live, a zoo. And for some reason, and this is what God's beauty is, they don't kill each other. Maybe because my wife feeds them so well. Maybe I got to tell you, maybe I should claim as a dependence because these animals eat better than me sometimes.
No, they just don't kill each other in your lawn. They're killing each other, dude. Trust me. You're sleeping by 7, so you don't even know what the hellfire that's going on in those woods.
Nice. I enjoy when I come home seeing them all. They come out and say hello. It's all nice.
Yeah, they're playing Ring Around the Rosie in the lawn.
Yeah, the thing is, they breed like rabbits, so they're everywhere, right?
There you go.
Yeah. All right.
So, listen, what are you guys doing? What are you making for Easter?
We talked a little bit about that, and we're gonna double smoke a ham. You know, you buy one at the store that's already been smoked, and then bring it back up to temperature on the smoker, and we put a little glaze together, and gonna just warm that up to about 225 on the smoker, and then serve that. We probably put a little cross hatch on the top of it, and it's just going to be a good day.
I just went yesterday to my favorite butcher, Sobey Meats, in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and picked up a beautiful homemade smoked ham from him. It's a regular, they call him. And that baby's going on the Cajun grill. But, dude, we're out of time. God bless you and your family. Happy Easter to the Rotellas and all of New Jersey and, of course, across America. And we'll look forward to seeing you soon.
Happy Easter, everybody. Enjoy that rabbit and enjoy that ham.
All right. Okay, thank you, buddy. Big Pauly, man, never fails to put a grin on my face. He's a great dude and just a gentleman and really always has just a positive attitude about anything we want to talk about. Coming up next, maybe a little man law and a little traditional Holy Land food. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Today's man law in true man law tradition for the holiest holiday in the world. A real man isn't ashamed of his faith and puts God first in his life.
Amen to that, brother.
Man law.
Amen to that, brother.
So on the whole Holy Land theme, first of all, some horrific things have been taking place over there. The Coptic Christians getting blown up in their church on Easter, on Palm Sunday. Terrible things. Terrible things, so keep those people in your prayer. They're under siege by radical animals. Here's a cool thing to do if you want to try and get back into like the way Easter was back in the day when it was created, right? What those people had for a meal very often was like grapes and olives. They made their cheese out of goat's milk, so it was goat cheese, and then they used unleavened bread. We call it pita bread.
Mm-hmm.
And a cool plate, if you want to do something to celebrate the day on Easter, is to make like a nice hors d'oeuvre tray with some nice selection of like some red grapes and green grapes, chunk up some different types of goat cheese, and then cut up some pita bread and put out a nice tray and some olives and just see how fast that food disappears.
Oh yeah, that's a wonderful
ageless.
That's a wonderful appetizer tray, and when, you know, water was turned to wine, you're going to want some red and some white
yep.
to go with that. And it's just it's I don't want to say commemorative, but it's respectful of the holiday that we're all celebrating this weekend, and that being the Easter holiday. The resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very cool.
That's kind of just a little tip for, we did that. We have a favorite story in our family. When my mother-in-law passed away, my oldest daughter, she's Catholic, so they're doing a rosary.
Sure.
And they keep saying, the blood of thy womb, Jesus, but you know, I'm not Catholic. I can't remember how it goes, but you do that like 50 times.
Mm-hmm.
And we're dying. If we're not Catholic, you're just dying because it's like they keep saying the same thing over and over. And Emily was probably about 12, and my oldest, and we got in the car and she goes, I'm starving. And we're like, okay, well, we're going to go get something to eat. She says, they just kept talking about food over and over. And it's like, what do you mean? She said, they kept talking about the fruits and the cheeses. It's the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Yes.
So as a kid, she heard fruits and cheeses.
Right.
So funny little side story for the barbecue Bob family.
Right.
Yes. Next weekend, big barbecue event down in Marshall, Michigan. There's barbecue events all over the country. Check out go to the KCBS website. You've got Memphis in May coming up. So if you want to cruise out to Memphis, there's a fantastic event in Memphis it's about 10 days now, but there used to be a week-long event. It's engulfing the whole month. But Memphis in May culminates with a weekend barbecue event, which our good buddy Mark Lambert from Sweet Swine of Mine took first place there a couple of years ago. We've got all kinds of people that have done well with that thing. And Memphis is a fantastic place if you've never been. It's right on the Mississippi. You're looking across at the rice fields of Arkansas, and it's just a cool area. If you got to see downtown Memphis, it's a beautiful place.
A lot of great barbecue there as well in that Memphis area.
It's a different style, too. It's like probably my favorite profile.
Well, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we appreciate you tuning in on this Easter weekend. We hope you and your family have a blessed time, and take care of each other, and just enjoy this this time of year. And get out in your backyard and create a little grill envy in your neighborhood. You've been listening to Grilling Guys. We'll talk with you next week.